Hello, thank you for joining me for the Happiness Over Stress podcast this week. It's always lovely to get a chance to speak with you about things going on in my head, as I've not had as much time to write as I used to. I am very excited though that I did manage to write another book this year, which will be released on the 21st of May, which is actually my 40th birthday. And it's really exciting, and I really look forward to reading your reviews if you get a chance to check it out. It's available to pre-order now on Amazon. Today, I want to talk about independence. I know that we've been talking a lot in the world about interdependence and realizing that we're not an island and we do need to depend on each other, which is great and it's true. But as parents, when we raise our children, we also need to give them a chance to have some independence. Today's one is a little bit more about parenting, only because I was reflecting on these things when my daughter had to go on her first school trip with her friends for 3 days. It was a bit scary for me as a parent because she'd never been away from home by herself for 3 days. But then when you think about it, she wasn't by herself. She had teachers that I trust to look after her, and she had her friends there as well, so it was fine. And she had been on one trip with her Girl Guide and Brownies group for one night before, which was good practice really, and I'm glad her dad encouraged me to let her go for that one. So this trip actually just made me reflect on the things we do to prepare our children for situations like this, because when we don't realize that there's a bigger world out there. There are bigger opportunities coming their way. Life is not always going to be the same. Our parenting style can be very different to a parent that actually bears that in mind. On the day when these children were going, I was quite impressed by the number of children that were very confident, able to get their stuff, listening to the instructions, doing what needs to be done, while being very excited about going away. Whereas there were other children who were in tears, in absolute bits. In fact, some were completely not even going because their parents couldn't let them go. And I thought that's really interesting that these are all children of the same age, but some were struggling in the way that I would imagine children maybe 5 years younger would have, versus some that were there, very mature, very sensible, and able to handle it. And you could see that the parents were also confident that these children will be fine there. And it made me really wonder, what is it that we do at home as parents that can empower our children for situations like this? Because yes, they won't always be with us. You know, even if they are 10 now or 15 now, there will come a time when they will leave home, or they will have to go and do things by themselves, or they'll go and face the big wide world without us. And even if they decided to live with us forever, we won't be here forever because we, at some point, you know, this is every parent's desire that our children do outlive us. At some point, we will pass on and they will have to carry on living their lives. It's our mission in life to make life so comfortable for them that they don't need to do anything for themselves. Or are we trying to empower them to be able to stand on their own 2 feet, to do stuff for themselves and others and even contribute to the world around them? I was very proud to see how well my daughter conducted herself, listening to the teacher, doing what needed to be done, very confident, but then not so excited about everything that she forgot the rules and misbehaved. And you know, it's not that I'm trying to blow my own trumpet here, but it just made me think about all the days when I could have easily done something for her, but I made her do it herself. All the times when I could have just kept quiet and thought, well, you know, she's still a baby, it's fine. But I made the effort to say something about it, to teach her the right thing to do. All the times when you don't overlook the bad behavior, thinking, well, it's fine, they're still babies. They're not still babies. And as I was saying to her about a certain behavior recently, I said to her, when you're little, it's cute. When you're this age, it's not cute. You need to be improving in yourself. And it's good to see that they take all these things on board. And I know that, you know, all children will have times when they're naughty or they're not listening or they're not able to manage their emotions. But generally, I think that there are things we can do as parents to help them better in this area so that we can be confident wherever they go that we're going to hear good things about our children. And it's even better when they come back and thank us, because they can see for themselves that the things that we say, the things that we teach them are for their own good and have actually helped them where they've been. I remember my daughter went for a play date the other day, and the parents were saying thank you to me because my daughter was the only one that helped to clear up after eating, and she was very helpful with tidying. And I thought, this is really good to hear, because at home, I'm thinking, oh, I'm constantly telling them what to do. They don't tidy up as they should. But it's interesting that all that information is registering somewhere, because when they go out of the house, they know what the right thing is to do and they do it. So just to encourage all the moms and dads out there that feel like you're constantly talking, you're constantly nagging people to do the right thing, to learn the right things to do. It's not a waste of time. It's not a wasted effort. The information is registering, and hopefully we will reap the good rewards later. And even on the days when it seems like these children are not learning, they're not doing anything, I believe that choosing happiness over stress in that situation is to persevere with teaching them the things that we know are right, teaching them our values, so that they can go ahead so that they can grow into the people that we want them to be. We might feel like it's stressful right now, having to teach them, having to raise them, having to show them, having to let them do it on their own sometimes and fail and learn. That looks like stress from the outside, but really that is choosing happiness over stress in the longer term, when we go through the painful season now to teach them the right things to do, so that when we're older, when they're older, we can all relax because they now know what to do. They are doing it, and we're confident in the abilities and choices and behaviors of our children. It's something I'm also saying to myself. I'm not saying that I'm a perfect parent, but it's also a reminder for myself as well. On those days when you just think, oh, I'm just so tired of having to talk or having to show or having to do, all these things are seeds that we're sowing that will reap good reward. So please keep choosing happiness over stress. Keep making good choices. But more importantly, keep being a good example for your children. Because the thing is, more than what we say, they watch what we do. So if we're telling them about being tidy, being organized, being responsible, being polite, being kind, but we're doing the opposite, unfortunately, these are the situations where you see children doing even worse than we imagine, because they just believe that everyone's a hypocrite and people are just not who they say they are. They need to see integrity in the home. They need to see integrity in their parents. They need to see that we're true to ourselves. And, you know, even coming back to Christian homes as well, where parents are even taking children to church, reading the Bible, if they're not seeing you putting these things into practice in your own life, if you're panicking over every single problem, no sign of faith, always speaking fear and negativity, if you're always worried and anxious, in spite of the fact that you're talking about a caring and a loving God that we can pray to and trust, then they're just getting mixed messages. And that's why they would grow up and just think, you know what, this is all fake, I don't believe in it. They need to see all that faith in action. They need to see you work out your faith in the life that you live. And they need to see that kindness and love that we talk about in our homes, not just outside when we talk to strangers, but also in the way we talk to our spouses, in the way that we talk to our friends, in the way that we talk about people, in the way that we respond to people as well. And sometimes, you know, there will be natural reactions that we have that are not quite the right thing to do. We should also be vulnerable with our children to be able to apologize and tell them that we realize what we did was wrong, that wasn't the right way to handle it. And they can see as well that we too are striving for perfection. We're not there yet. And I find that when I have those kind of conversations with my children, they are also more open and honest about their own feelings, because there are times when we talk about friendships and you tell them, oh no, be kind, that person was horrible, but you be kind. And they're thinking, well, how can I just keep being kind when the person is being annoying? And it's good to just be honest and say, I know it's hard, because I've been through those kind of situations as well. It's really hard. But the point is, we're trusting God to help us. So they can see for themselves that it's not that you are perfect or you're expecting them to be perfect, but it's all a journey that we're on together, a journey of faith. If you want to hear more about how looking after our spirituality and the choices that we make in that area can help our mental health, that's another good reason to check out my new book, Power and Praise. It's all about how all those choices that we make in terms of our looking after our spirituality can help us with our mental health and our outcomes in life. But thank you very much for listening this week. If you found it helpful, please feel free to share with a friend. And I do love reading your feedback, so feel free to email me via my website, afiniki.co.uk. Have a great weekend.